It still has kept its charm with its architecture. It's a complement to the history of California.
The Spanish Mission-style buildings, which make up the Azusa Civic Center, have been on the National Register of Historic Places for a decade. But the history of the center dates back more than a century. Jeffrey Cornejo, chairman of the Cultural Historical Landmark Commission for Azusa, says the Civic Center got off the ground thanks to a Scotsman who helped to build a library on the site.
The Andrew Carnegie Grant Foundation donated $10,000, and the city in return donated the land and an additional $2,000.
The library was dedicated in 1910, and by 1928, a west wing and 400-seat auditorium were added. They anchored Azusa until the 1971 Sylmar earthquake damaged the original Carnegie Grant building.
Sadly, it was not saved, and it was razed and was rebuilt in the same footprint, but of course not the same materials.
The West Wing and auditorium were spared, but by then the Azusa Civic Center was no stranger to anything that brought the house down, thanks to Mel Blanc on The Jack Benny Show.
For Anaheim, Azusa, and Coke.
The train skit first aired in 1945. 20 years later, Benny made his way to the Civic Center for a tribute.
Basically put Azusa on the map.
The Azusa Civic Center still houses a number of government agencies. The grounds feature a long bed of flowers, courtesy of a doctor who established a grant in 1955. And there are memorials to Azusans who have died or served in the military.
Azusa has always been a very patriotic town.
And city historian Jeffrey Cornejo says they're looking forward to visitors taking the train to Azusa once again when the Gold Line completes its extension that includes a stop right by the Azusa Civic Center.
It's just a really neat thing to see the full circle of how that helped put Azusa on the map, and here we go again with the Gold Line, and hopefully it'll do it again.
Ed Mertz, KNX 1070, on your corner.